What's up, family? Welcome to the 300th episode of the Stop Sinking Show, where we still struggle, but we make it flow. In the honor of this episode, I wanted to talk about taking up space. My life has always expanded and contracted to the amount of space I take up, the amount of space I feel like I can take up. And I mean this in a very literal sense. And I also mean it in every metaphorical extension of it. Your life will only expand and contract to the amount of space you take up. And I know that sounds like an obvious thing to say, because in growth is an implied sense of taking up more space. Like literally, you grow and your more grown self now takes up more space than the one before. But there's even more nuance that comes to mind for me, which is the amount of space, the degree of space you are taking up in the actual embodiment of your entire being's potential. Because that is what will actually determine the growth trajectory and the pace and the speed. Meaning, how full of expression are you of yourself in each moment, in each opportunity, in each realm, in each thing that you take on, so that growth isn't something you chase, but it's something that happens because you continue to literally expand, like stretching a balloon, like stretching your elbows out to make and take up more and more space. Growing then is something that just happens because everything around you needs to start accommodating the bigger version of you. It needs to expand according to you. If you were a kid and you started to grow to 6'6", you would have to accommodate your bed, your clothes, your everything around you to your growth. And that's just growth in a physical sense. But let's say you grow yourself in your mental capacity in a certain realm. The people around you will need to start accommodating this extended version of you and will need to be able to entertain and take part in these kinds of conversations with you, or you will seek other areas and environments that can accommodate that, the bigger version of you. Your daily actions, and then more than just actions, but how much of the intensity and the breadth, the entirety of you, how much of that is coming out in each one of these executed actions, in each meeting, in each interaction, in each project, opportunity, contest, or even mundane task? How much of the entirety of you, how much space are you taking up in all of what is being executed by you in each one of these realms, in these areas, in a meeting, in an interaction? Each one is an opportunity for you to be more of yourself in it, to be ever expanding in the expression of you in it. And I will paint some contrast personally and then continue to go back and forth using I and you to point out what I think could be relatable and universal. I switch back and forth between I and you personal pronouns very deliberately. It's to point out when what I think that my reflection of self reaches to a point of shared unity, where I think we are more same than different. Maybe I'm wrong and that's okay, but that's the course I take anyway in what I believe, which is most personal problems are universal, in my opinion. So in my personal experience, anytime in my life that I was taking up space in a room, taking up space in my position, my title, anytime I was taking up space in a relationship, anytime I was taking up space in my own home, in my own life, it naturally led to me having more. Having more come towards me either by itself or be easy to reach for if I wanted it. Because that next step of me wasn't a huge leap. If you are taking up space, you're literally living on the edges of what you already are currently in. You are already expanding yourself in that. You're already maximizing the value of everything in your hands. You are already being a good steward. You are handling all your limited responsibilities in the most noble of ways, then the next step in your growth is literally just that, a step, not a huge leap, though it can look like and feel like a giant leap from the outside. What someone doesn't see, though, is that you on a day-to-day basis were already living towards and expanding into the next version of you. You came into your life each day, your job each day, your friendship, your relationships each day, and constantly bloomed, constantly spread out, expressed more, added more, thought more, cared more. Then it isn't a surprise that your life would expand, because you literally live for expansion, for taking up more space. You live to continue to win battles and conquer over more and more of the forces that keep the best parts of you dormant, waiting to just unearth those parts of you, to be put in situations that demand more of you. If you live in expansion each moment, expansion is destined, and even the destiny is expanding. In contrast, I'm seeing myself take up very little space and the consequences of that in my life. Having forced myself to get comfortable in discomfort, accepting the bare minimum at times and cherishing the bed on the floor despite its stoic benefits, what I did find is having numbed myself to accept the space is an energy, the acceptance is an energy that is in tension with the one that tries to grow that space and expand into that space. That's the double edge of desire. It disturbs your peace, but also keeps you progressing, or the peace and progress tension that I always speak about. One that I haven't resolved, I guess. But ultimately, anytime I've stayed in a place past the part of its ability to support the space I can and do take up, is time wasted and expansion delayed. And at the least, if you're not going to expand, at least don't shrink. At least don't retreat and surrender. At least don't give up the territory you have already hard earned. No matter the season, no matter the downtrend, no matter the distortion, deletion, and generalization of your faulty memory, you don't lose ground on the space you have hard earned. A stable base, no retreat, no surrender. And then continue and conquer. I love you, family. Stay true always. See you on the next show.